always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to none other than Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplift the Christ, and abundant life, man. And we made the praise over here. We're making sure we got a new show that is definitely going to have some bangers for you, man. Check it out, bro. We're going to get it in with a brother in the game, music game, man, that I remember one day I was just Google searching, man, YouTube searching for some gospel R&B singers. And this is one of the cats that came up, man. And I was checking his music out. I was like, okay, this is dope right here, man. And his name is Jordan Armstrong, man. We're going to get it in with him. He's from New Orleans. He's going to talk to us about how he got into the music game, how he gave his life to the Lord. And we're going to get on a banging topic of the day, man. I've really been seeing it lately. A lot of people, they want to fall in love. They want to fall in love with a, you know what I'm saying, get married. You know, that's the dream life. But something that God put in my spirit was a lot of people, they'll fall in love with people, but they don't want to fall in love with God. Why is that? And how do we show people that we're in love with God? You know what I'm saying? It's more than the t-shirt. It's more than just going to church. But how do we show people that we love God? And what does a love life with God look like? Man, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that all on Yada the King Radio, man. And it's very important. You dig? Check it out, man. We're going to go into this song right here on Yada the King Radio called Lord, I Trust You by the homie Denzel from Rich Records on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in.
And then you opened up my eyes. Before I was blinded by things, I was blinded by things. You were there from above. You cared with your love. You showed me the way. Yes, you showed me the way. When trials come my way, I lift my head and say, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll trust you. Try to try. Trusting you is like the hardest thing that I could bring myself to do. But when I'm going through the storms, I know I'm safest in your arms. And you wouldn't bring me to harm. You said that you'd always keep me in that. You'd never leave me. And I know that your word is all true. So I gotta trust you. Even when it gets real hard, I know that you're in charge. And I gotta trust you. Strong, no regrets. I'm living for you. everything is going wrong.
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
And when I get really scared and feel like you aren't there,
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
When I feel like giving up cause I feel I've had enough,
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
And when life hits so hard and makes me feel like it go wrong, wrong, wrong,
Lord, I trust you.
Lord, I trust you.
Try to smile, cause I know it's a test of how much you care and you love me. So it's been strong, no regrets. I'm living for you, and I'll show that I trust you, Lord.
Nah, it's lifey, yeah, I'm alive, I'm a lifer, shout out to God, I shouldn't be here, but I survived, yeah, so I'm out, Wiseman, shout out to Rob, out to Rob now. See, I started rapping in 94, why you think I sound like I'm from the 90s, folk? Back when you had to make sense, not just make sense, round the time the good Lord was knocking at my door, whoa. I kept me 100, still keep it 100. Can't handle the truth, they say they do, but they don't want it. They pushing that poison, I'm spitting medicine. Riding with my boys and they ain't tryna let it
in. Now they screaming what it look like, they don't know how it sound. Blood all on the ground, just look around, that's ill, yo. Turn the music up, show them how we get down. Just make sure it's loud, now that's a clown, that's real though. They screaming what it look like, they don't know how it sound. Blood all on the ground, just look around, that's ill, yo. Turn the music up, show them how we get down. Just make sure it's loud, now that's a clown, that's real
now,
though.
If you scared, go to church, yeah, what I heard, yeah. Get money, go to church, yeah, that for sure, yeah. But that ain't hard to earn, yeah, what I learned, yeah. Cause when I went to church, I was still on the curb, yeah. Yeah, they faking, nah, they ain't real. Silly rappers that sell they soul for a deal. They don't live it, man, walking in the light is so trill. I'm a witness, just go and ask no malice how I feel. They carry my songs, shout out the Lifeway. When did it become wrong, doing things the right way? Cheated my death date, welcome to life day. Man, just let the record play, man, just have a nice
now,
day.
Now they screaming what it look like, they don't know how it sound. Blood all on the ground, just look around, that's ill, yo. Turn the music up, show them how we get down. Just make sure it's loud, now that's a clown, that's real though. They screaming what it look like, they don't know how it sound. Blood all on the ground, just look around, that's ill, yo. Turn the music up, show them how we get down. Just make sure it's loud, now that's a clown, that's real though.
I'm a pretty good guy.
Frank, are you good enough to get into heaven?
Oh, sure.
You know, someday you're going to stand before God.
Oh, I'll do all right.
Okay. Have you ever told a lie?
Everybody does.
So according to God's standard, you're a liar.
Oh, what? No, I'm not.
Well, you told a lie. The Ten Commandments say not to, therefore, you're a liar. Have you ever stolen anything?
Well, I borrowed a few things.
Did you give them back?
No.
Okay, so far you're a lying thief.
Wait a minute, how can I defend myself against those kinds of standards?
These are just two of God's commandments. There are more.
Well, you make me sound really bad.
Frank, compared to most people, you are a wonderful person. But the standard is not other people, it's God.
Well, then nobody measures up.
Right. That's why we need a Savior, someone to pay the penalty of not measuring up for us. And that Savior is Jesus.
So standing before God without Jesus is not a good idea?
I wouldn't try it.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Chase's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. All right, that right there was Jafia Life. The song was called Cloud. That's a brand new joint, man. I had to spin the new music. Man, but I'm excited to get it in right now with one of the hottest out right now, Jordan Armstrong. And bro, what we do, we started off with your testimony, man. I want to know how you came to know Jesus, bro.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? Let me know how you came to know Jesus, baby.
Hey, man, check it, bro. I've been knowing Jesus, man, as long as I can remember. Even if I didn't want to, man, I came from a strong Christian background, man. So my fam, man, I was just really born into it, bro. You know, my mom has always been ministering. My dad is a pastor. My grandfather's a pastor. His dad was a pastor, you know, so it was in me, man. There was nothing else I could be doing, man, other than this. So,
yeah.
Been knowing God for a long time, man, but my relationship with him, you know, because I've known God, you know, but my relationship with him, you know, I would say just started maybe about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just got strong and, you know, and I've been getting it with him ever since, man.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. And I like that. See, this is the dope thing about the testimony. And when we start with the testimony, it's kind of like, man, I know we just got on the line. He's like, bro, he hit me with the testimony. Yeah, we hit him with the testimony. So we get to see what kind of background you was with. So you talked about growing up, your parents in church, churches everywhere, but you also said you knew God, but it was different when you had a relationship. For somebody out there that doesn't know the difference, can you break that down for somebody?
Man, the difference is it's very self-explanatory, man. I mean, you can know of someone but not know them. You know, it's just like we all know of Jay-Z. We all know of any celebrity or any famous person, but we don't know them, you know, or have a relationship with them. So what I did was, I've always known of him, heard of him, you know, read about him, you know, but it was really whenever I got older, man, and I was able to realize and I knew and I found out what a relationship actually meant, man, and that's whenever I really got into it. So a relationship is totally different from knowing of someone, man. So there's a big difference. A lot of people that say that they love God and they're Christian, you know, a lot of people now it's just so cool to even say that you know God. It's really just got cool.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't have a relationship, man. So they're just talking. It's a difference.
All right, man, and he already hit on the topic of the day, and I ain't even told him what the topic of the day is, you know what I'm saying, but the topic of the day is loving God. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Hey, Jordan, man, I want to know, man, some of the stuff that you dealt with growing up, man, that even resulted in you coming closer to God. What are some things that you could say, hey, I remember this point in my life, man, and that's when I had to make a decision to even get my relationship with God closer?
Man, I would definitely say probably high school.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, man, a lot of things changed, and a lot of things changed really in junior high school too. But you know, just from going from junior high school to high school, it was such a drastic change, man. It was a difference in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, me mentally, me physically, you know, and then the fact that
I was in high school, man. I was a freshman. I thought my biggest thing was the girls. I said, man, these girls look like women. I thought they were teachers.
Yeah.
But that was just that total change of the scenery had changed, man. I realized I wasn't a kid anymore. So I started really having a lot of situations come in front of me, man, that were really adult situations, man. And I really had to grow up really fast in high school. I made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, man, I need some help. I need some help. So, of course, like I said, I always knew of God, man, of the Lord Jesus Christ, man. But that was really my time whenever I really had to kind of make a decision, you know, on getting to know him better, man, because I just really knew that I needed him. So, that was my time, but high school.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. And I think that, especially with pastor's kids, it sounded like you was a pastor kid. You was a PK, just like the other cat we just interviewed right before this. But I want you to just talk about some of the great things about being a PK, because every time a lot of people talk about the bad things, like man, if you're a pastor's kid, your life is just going to be horrible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but talk about the benefits, man. I always try to look at the other side of the picture. So what's up? What were some benefits of being a pastor's child?
Well, a lot of benefits, a lot of people that are PKs, they don't really, and some PKs don't even see the benefits. You don't really see them probably until later on, man, whenever you get older. You know, because as a kid, man, you feel so sheltered and so restricted, and they're so strict on you.
Yeah.
You know, but then whenever you get older, man, and you get into the Word, man, you really see that they were actually covering you. You know what I mean?
I like that. And
keeping you. Yeah, but they definitely, that's one of the beauties of being a PK, is that you don't just get to see the pastor on Sunday and get a blessing and hear the Word, man. You get to actually hear it every day, even when you want to and when you don't want to. You're going to hear something positive, you know. And all the time as a kid, man, you don't want to hear all that positive stuff. You're trying to go dib and dabble in some negativity. You know?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man, but I definitely say that it's a covering, man. You know, just living in a household with someone that's really into the Word and into Jesus Christ, man. So
yeah,
a lot of people see it as negative, man, but it's really good for you. And a lot of people don't realize it, like I said, until you get older, man. Because it's a lot of times mom set me down and wanted to read me a scripture, and I was like, this is not scripture time, man. I'm trying to go watch TV, I got a game to play. I don't want to hear about no scriptures.
Yeah.
You know, I hear about a scripture that could actually help me with something that I'm going through. You know, and mom would have a scripture for everything. If you didn't do well in a test, she would have a scripture for that.
Make
me read it and find it, you know. But, you know, that was all really crazy to me as a kid. But the older I got, you know, the more I realized that I needed those, because they actually still pull me through the day with situations, man, because the Word is never changing.
Yeah.
You know, the world does, but the Word never changes, man. And those same scriptures that was helping me through school is actually helping me through life, everyday life today.
Amen.
You know, so it's definitely a positive, man, being a PK, man. We get a bad rep, but because and most of the time I really feel like we get a bad rep because there's so many eyes on us. You know, they're waiting on you to fail, waiting on you to really screw up. And we're going to screw up sometimes, you know?
Right.
But, you know, they just expect something more out of us because of PK. We're human just like everybody else.
Amen. Well, look, let's do this, bro. We're going to go to your first track, I'm Down. Talk to me about this track right here, man. You got some nice features on it. What's up? I'm Down.
Yeah, man, I actually got some things in the works for that song, man. I'm going to put a few more people on there, man. But I actually just wanted to do a record that I felt was like a hard record. That's a hard record to me, man.
Yeah,
when I say hard, I mean like kind of grimy gangster, you know, gospel gangster, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I produced the track, man. And whenever I finished producing it, I came up with the hook for it. And I was like, man, I'm going to just put nothing but rappers on here, man. So it's a lot more people that I wanted to do, but everybody's schedule couldn't really get into. So, but I definitely hit up my man D1. He's out of New Orleans, man. He's a really huge underground underground guy, man, but he's definitely Christian based. So I got D1 on there. I hit up Ken Jones, hit up my girl Jay, and I put a verse on there too, man. I'm not really a rapper, but I like to dip and dabble in the rap.
Yeah.
So I definitely this is one of my favorite records, man, and it's the first record on the album, so title I'm Down. It's one of my favorite joints, bro. Really, we gotta shoot a video for that too.
All right, man. So in the works is a video. Let's get into this joint. You'll see why the video's popping off for this song on Down. Jordan Armstrong, Yada the King Radio. Let's check it out right now.
And I know you will show up. It's all on. I'm riding for you. Because you know I'm down, 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 I'm down. For whatever, I just want y'all to know, yes, I'm a Christian. And for real, that's my word. I'll be on a mission. And whatever you say, you know that I'm down for life. You decide when you're ready for. I choose my side with the best Lord. I do know, I just can't give it up, bread for. Oh no, if you put me on the front line, you know I'm down. Start to show, when the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you will show up, it's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 Lord, you know I'm down, for whatever.
You know I'm down and ain't down low. I'm always ready for the ball go. And I gotta go get it, totally committed. Rule number one is I'm never gonna quit it. And I won't stop till I hit it. Bruh, if you come to you better come with it. Man, don't worry about who come to. Look, you just do what you gotta do. Now see, I was in church, but I was young and I was guessing up. But when I saw the kingdom, where you get all this aggression from? I don't know, I just wanna demolish my enemies. I feel like I just drunk 105-hour energies.
Start to show, when the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you will show up. It's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 Lord, you know I'm down.
D1
for whatever.
La la. I'm attracted to the hoodies of the hood, the goldest of the teeth, the back alleys and wood, grittiest of the grimy, brothers who serving timing, others who people label crazy, slower out their mind, and I'm finding myself diving in a jungle full of lions, but desiring more, and I ain't talking any meaning, mine it, probably the Christ in me, got me stuck to the hood like glue, cause he said healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do.
Start to show, when the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you will show up, it's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down.
With pride, the apples of your eye. You trust us mortals on platforms, put us on the front line. But when hurricanes blow, beautiful eyes unfold. We find buried deep inside was nothing but those gold. But about to stand, even though I go through the rushing wind, we'll push through all the darkness until I see the sunrise again. I'll stand right by your side because I am your bride. That means I'm down for whatever, you know I'm right or die.
Start to show. When the camera's gone, you're not the same anymore. Let everybody know who run the town. And I know you will show up, it's all on, I'm riding for ya. Cause you know I'm down, 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 for whatever. Lord, you know I'm down for whatever.
You know I'm down, Lord.
questions, questions all in my mind. But if the answer is right here, maybe I'm blind. I don't know, no, I don't know. But if you are who you are, take the wheel right now. I'm out of control, yeah, 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 yeah. They saying that I'm going in, and it's like a shot of adrenaline on this mic. Like I'm a riddling, giggling, cause I'm living and giving up every minute to the one giving us light. I'm all in for the lump sum till the sun comes, or the fat lady done sung her last song, or till the drum thump, rub up, bump, 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 and the trumpet sound, and we blast off. But that don't mean I ain't got questions, though. I'm imperfect and less than most. But while I'm searching for a purpose, what emerges is nothing less than dope.
Moment in my life wanting to be loose from. I've been broken, peace stolen. People need to see what it means to believe. On, everybody wanna know why I do what I do. No, God saves, gotta let them know he's the only way I'ma make it through. Everybody wanna question life, but ain't nobody ready the answers to him. Everything I do, everything I say, I do it for the people we lose.
Never risking, looking for the words that can free us in an instant. Distant, looking for the exit right there. Breathless, walking like sheep with a death wish. Not a mention of a name or a mention of a change. In the center of the pain, side to side like a rose petal in the rain. Trying to pedal in the rain, getting burnt like kettle to the flame. We never budge or settle for the change. Never true, never transparent, cellophane. Got some good in our blood, but I bet it's vain. And it's strange when you see somebody grab hold. Choose life, break free from the black hole. Never give in, never stop, never look back on these trials. Gotta move back, strap on, listen up.
Right there, Rhema Soul, I Need an Answer. Man, go ahead. Definitely, you need to go check out that interview that we did with them, man, on YadaTheKingRadio.com. Check it out, man. Jordan Armstrong, he's down. I'm down. Man, look, this is what we're going to do, bro. I want to know this. You said right before that you produce. So I want to know, what all do you do, man? Because I know you do a lot. But, man. I mean, what talents you be working with over there, bro?
Bro, I try to do it all, man. And actually, I in the beginning, man, I didn't want to do it like that. It just kind of fell in my lap, man. I always, even as a kid, one of my side hustles, man, was tracking. So I used to always make a lot of rap tracks here in middle school and junior high school and high school. Selling tracks, man, for like $25, you know, on a disc, man. So I really always knew how to produce, you know. Yeah. But whenever I really got into wanting to put an album together when I was in high school, I was like, man, I really gotta step it up. You know, I didn't know who to get to do my music, so I really had to do it all on my own in the beginning. So I really learned how to produce and write through trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of good music came out of it, and a lot of bad music came out. So
yeah.
Music was, I got some stuff, man, I would never release, man. This stuff sounds terrible, bro. I listened back at some old music I did. But it really started out, man, with me producing, and I hooked up with this guy named Teddy P, man. He was my best friend.
Yeah.
And we really got together and kind of learned how to work the Pro Tools, learned how to work these instruments, man, and get it all on our own, man. We had a studio at our church that we grew up in. Our pastor was a musician, so he had a studio at the church. And, man, he messed up one summer and gave us the key to that studio, and that was it, bro.
Yeah.
We were sleeping in the church, man. Like, we waking up the next morning on the pews, man, and just we sleeping in the church. Like, we're not leaving the church. So it was a lot of trial and error, man, but it was good times, man. It taught me a lot. So I definitely produce, write. I mean, I do it all, man. I try to. I'm really dipping and dabbing into the bass guitar right now, so
yeah.
I've been really getting to that. So, yeah, man, I'm trying to play it all, bro.
So what instruments do you play right now, man? Since you're talking about bass is next, what instruments you messing with?
Well, I'm definitely a drummer. I've been drumming since about the age of 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a living. That was really my only job my whole life, man. Was playing in the church. It's my only income.
Wow.
I've been playing in the church since about 8 years old, man. So yeah, everybody asks me, well, you're working for this man. Man, I never had a job anywhere else other than playing music in the church. So that's all I've ever done, man. Music has really been my entire life.
Yeah. So do you still get down on the drums, though? That's what we want to know. Like, the way you said it was like when you were 7.
Man. So, I mean, I actually just stopped, man, because since I've been here in Atlanta, I've only been in Atlanta for about maybe 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So, whenever I got here, man, you know, I was just, I got here, I got a place and everything, and I started recording my album. So, I had left my home church, and I was playing there. I played at my dad's church for a lot of years and everything, in the beginning stages. So since I've been out here, man, I haven't been able to play, bro. I got to get my drum set up here. I left my drum set back home, so I got to get everything up here. I'm still in the moving process. But when I do, man, I hope my neighbors don't get too upset, because I'm going to be playing drums all day long when I get in here.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. So talk to me, man. The first song you wrote, talk to me about the very first song that you remember, man. I want to hear that. The first song Jordan Armstrong wrote, even though you don't got to sing it. You ain't got to sing it, but I want to know what it was about and, you know, how that even started. How did you even say, hey, man, I'm going to start writing?
Man, let me think, bro. I actually, in the beginning, man, I really didn't think I was good at writing. And my mom is such a phenomenal writer, man. She's a poet. She has poetry books and just all types of things out, man.
Mm.
And, she was like, you have to know how to, you can't say you don't know how to write. You have to know how to write. I write, your dad writes, you all write, you can do it.
Yeah.
So what I kind of did was, man, I started, what really helped me to start writing is I learned how to, the format of writing by rewriting songs that were already out. You know, I would use the track and change the words to Christian words, basically. So I took this album, this is the old Mario Winans album, man. I really liked him. When I was coming up in high school, he had an album out with Bad Boy, with Puff. So I'm listening to the album, man. I just rewrote the words that he was saying.
Yeah.
But I kept the same melodies and everything, and I just rewrote the words he was saying. And that actually helped me get into the writing zone and actually let me know when a verse should come in, or when a pre-chorus should come in, or when the actual hook should come in. So I learned all of that just from rewriting songs, and then I started writing to my own tracks, and that's when it happened. But I cannot remember what the name of that song was. He had a song called I Don't Wanna Know Get Your Thing. I forgot how it goes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
I changed all the words up, and I was talking about you really ought to know, God. It's probably some of the corniest stuff out now, but
right.
But that was definitely a lot of my first my when I really started putting it in on writing, man, I was trying to get it, bro. And ever since then, man, I've just been writing them as they come, man. God's been sending records like crazy, back to back. At least every day I try to get in the studio and make a full song.
Wow.
So I've been doing every. Yeah.
So y'all need to get your game up. He making 365 songs a year. step it up. Like, that's what's up, man. This is what I want to say, or this is the question I want to ask. If somebody have not heard your music, this is their first time being introduced to you, what do you want them to hear in your music, in your songs, in your creativity? What is it that you want them to hear?
Man, I don't even want to sound cliche, but I really want them to hear the message. You know, my biggest thing is, and it's really been working, and I really thank God, but my biggest thing is to give folks attention with the music. And when I say the music, I mean the beats, the tracks. I like to make music that gets everybody's attention, you know, and try to make sure I sing melodies over the music that's very catchy, or try to have some type of melody that sticks with you. Because I feel like once I get their attention with the music, they'll start to hear that message in it. You know, they start paying attention. Mm-hmm. They start paying attention to the words. And once they hear the words, man, I try my best to give them nothing but the gospel, the God and his truth, man. And so to say, man, it's really been working, you know. So I'm really tough on good tracks. You know, the track got to be hot. You know, if the track ain't hot, it really turns a lot of people off. You know, even with my audience, the people that listen to my music, a lot of the people that listen to my music aren't so devoted Christians and really into the church. My music is really for the unsaved. Yeah. You know, it's for the people that we're trying to bring in, because it's not for people that's already saved. You know, it's not just for them.
Right.
So I really try to make sure that my tracks are hot, because there's a big thing going around that gospel music, urban gospel music is whack because the tracks are whack, or they just feel like it's not up to par with radio, with mainstream radio. So I try to make sure that the music sounds mainstream, that it can be played on secular stations as well as gospel stations. So I gotta definitely make sure that they hear that music, man. But
yeah,
I definitely want to get attention with that music, bro. It's gotta be hot.
It's so gotta be hot.
Listen to the message. You know, that track is gonna be hot, and then you're gonna be like, man, let me hear. Well, what are you saying? Did you hear that? They rewinding it, you know. So that's my goal, bro.
That's what's up, man. We're gonna get to your next song right here. Love, if you wanna talk to me about this one as we go into here.
Love if you wanna, man. This was the song actually influenced. I went to this party out in Miami. I had to perform at this Christian club, man. It was one of my first times going to a Christian club that was actually popping. Like, it was packed out, line at the door. You would have thought, bro, it was some of the best. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen in the Christian arena, man. It was like crazy hot. So they were playing a lot of these songs, man, that were kind of like techno pop feel, and the crowd was going crazy. I was like, I need to do a record that feels as good as that music feels, but with that positive, with such a positive message, and something that can compete with, like I said, with mainstream radio, man. So this is the song, and this song, I didn't even write anything down. I just went in the booth and I freestyled this whole song.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you could tell, because I use a lot of space. I use a lot of space in the middle of my words. So. But the Lord just gave me this song, man. So I just spit it out. And shout out to a guy co-produced on there named Silence, man. So he gets a lot of credit for that, man. We put the actual track together. This is one of my favorite joints, bro. Get the crowd going crazy.
So look, let's get it up. Let's get going. Let's get it pumping. Jordan Armstrong, Love If You Wanna, with Silence on the track as well. What'd you say, man? You
should hurry. Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's my joint.
All right, let's get it in. Here we go.
Yeah. Make you fall in love for real. You sit to yourself, so for real. Lose your mind, dance until the end of time.
grab somebody, show some love to pretend I'm in the way you.
Start, Lord. Then again, I didn't start it.
Dear Father, yeah, your son is so tired. I'm still so young, but I feel like I should be retired. I know that the work you're calling me to do is great, but I'm wondering, do I really have what it takes? See, the pressure's rising up, and I feel like I'ma break. I don't know if I can handle what you're putting on my plate. See, the crooked way is easy, it's harder on the straight, but you can tell that I believe you. My work show my faith, but it's hard not to get poisoned when you live among snakes. When people say they love you, but their heart is full of hate. They claiming that they real, but for real, man, they fake. But who am I to judge them? I'm in no better state. My wife and kids love me, they say, Daddy, you were great. My church family say they appreciate the fact that I keep it real, but sometimes I feel fake. God, I wonder if choosing me was a mistake.
No, 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 I don't know.
Your son feels like I'm losing air. I know you said you won't give me more than I can bear, but when I stare into my past, I want my dad back. I'm still haunted by the night he got the heart attack. Now who's gonna teach me how to raise a family? No one to take the time to teach me what a man should be. These were the questions, I really couldn't see the plan. But your spirit taught me by the word how to be a man. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm a preacher, father, and a husband. Come to think of it, I'm like him. Who would have thought your boy would grow to be a preacher? And across the world, you hear my music through their speakers. People looking up to me, they say I'm an inspiration. I'm getting called to the sick to lay hands and pray for them. The man that I am in the public, they love it. But the man in private, now that's the one I fight with.
No, no, no.
He said, my word created the Milky Way, and the same word upholds the universe today. My word is so perfect, the sun stays in its place, and the earth has never fallen out its orbit. Finite man, you should have known better. My word is the glue that holds everything together. I am outside of time, man, way beyond eternity. I don't work for this, it's the opposite. It works for me, the sun, moon, and stars, and every single planet. They are all in obedience to my commandments. Finite man, remember this, that science is the study of what happened when I spoke in Genesis. Now with all this power and all this glory, I could destroy your world, dog, and restart the story. But instead, I became flesh and died for your sake. And what I died for, don't you call a mistake.
No, no, no.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming and downloading.
And one touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't
Richie
wait.
Righteous, the track is called No Mistakes. Man, I'm so glad that God doesn't make mistakes, man. What do you have to say about that? Does God make mistakes? Jordan Armstrong, real quick, before we get on the topic of the day.
Man, I tell you this, God does not make any mistakes. Everything, I feel like everything that he has done and is going to do is strategically planned by him. Mm. You know, so there's definitely no mistakes, man. He's a God of, they say he's a God of a second chance. He's a God of no mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times we make mistakes and, you know, we try to blame those things on him. And, you know, God must have been trying to do this or that, you know, and we'll never know what God was trying to do. You know, our thing is that we were actually just created to worship him and serve him, and we are not allowed to question, you know, what he has, what he's going to do, man. We just have to have faith and believe that what he told us he's going to do is going to happen. That's all we were created for. So a lot of people like to, you know, say God made a mistake or this shouldn't be this way, you know, but it's not any of our decision or prerogative, you know, because he is true ruler and king, man. So there's nothing we can do about it. Just live.
That's right. Just submit to him, man. Get it in. Let's get on the topic of the day, man. And the topic of the day, I when I hear your music, the thing that I like about it, man, if people doesn't or haven't heard, like, it's like a lot of love songs to God. And I think that's something that's powerful because in this day and age, I was saying, man, sometimes it's like everybody want to fall in love. Everybody want to, you know what I'm saying, get a spouse. They want to get a boyfriend or get a girlfriend. But it's like people don't know what it is like to fall in love. But in your album, you share that. You know what I'm saying? So what is it? Yeah. What do you think about, man, first of all, people wanting to fall in love so much to the point where they're doing anything for love? What do you have to say about that?
I mean, I just feel like there has to be a level of what we call common sense. You know, there's a lot of people that love crazy. And sometimes it's not bad to love crazy. Whenever I say love crazy, I mean you just love this person. You love everything that they do. You know, you love everything about them. And it's just a crazy love. But there's also another crazy love that, you know, people have to where they'll take anything from someone. You know, even when they're even bad things. You know, and they put up with it. You know, some women take things like, you know, physical abuse or verbal abuse, or some men have physical abuse from women and verbal abuse as well. And that's a different type of crazy love, you know, and we definitely have to know the difference, you know, because there's nothing wrong with being in love, man. You know, we're created to love. We have a heart, you know, God has given us, God is of love, you know. But we definitely have to know the difference. And use a little bit of that home training. I know some of your parents tell you, you know what love is. If they don't love you like your mom would love you, or just as good as your dad would love you, man, it's just not worth it. You know? Definitely gotta find you someone that at least feels like a loving experience from your parents. And there's no love, of course, like mama or daddy. You know, those even had those really good loving parents, man. So. Love is not a bad thing, man. It's just who you loving. Make sure you loving the right person.
Right, man. So talk to me, man. Loving God, what is it like? Or before we go into what it's like, but why should we first love God? Why?
Well, because he first loved us, you know. And I mean, he's our creator, you know. There's no reason not to love him because, for one thing, you know, he gave his life for us that we can live. And second thing is, like I said, he's our creator. I mean, how could you not love him? You know, how could you not love him? He's never done us any wrong. You know, he has no fault. So there's no reason for you to even feel a negative or foul way against him. There's nothing else to do but love him, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. So what is what is a love life with God look like? How can you say that, hey, this person, he loves God, this person doesn't love God? And I don't even want to say, let's not say that person don't love God, but let's just explain what a love God relationship looks like.
Man, I think it looks like certain actions, because there's a lot of people that just go off of looks, and because somebody's smiling all the time, they just feel like that person's happy, or because somebody's singing all the time, they feel like the person is happy. But there's a lot of things you can do on the outside that aren't really the way you feel on the inside. And I feel like with that situation, man, God's love is shown by actions through people, you know, doing things for others, standing up for others, you know, giving, you know. So action, love is not just a word like that, man. It's an action word. And I feel like that's what God was doing the whole time. When Jesus was on earth, man, he was out here doing so much. You know, he was moving around, he's doing this with people, doing different types of miracles and everything. And that, all that love showed through his actions. So we definitely can say love, love, love all day and talk about how we love someone, but the actions show. Definitely.
That's what's up, man. So loving God, and I'm gonna ask you this, man. Do you feel with marriages today, it's like a lot of marriages are not working? And a lot of times we relate our relationship with God as a great marriage. Do you feel like the way society views marriage, and the way that some people, you know, like, and I don't want to say names, but some people might get married for a week and say, hey, I'm going to get a divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people, you know, hey, we'll try it for 2 years if he don't give me the right money. Like, do you feel that as a result makes our relationship with God, especially like a love relationship, different when we say we're married to God?
Well, I think a lot of people, like I said, this marriage thing and a lot of things right now, man, are just so popular. It's popular to get married. You're a celebrity, it's popular to go get married. You know what I mean? To go get married to another person that's a celebrity. It's popular to say, oh, we ain't married. We're married and we're in love and blah, blah, blah. You know, but it's totally different. It should be totally set apart from the way that you love God and from what you would say you're married to God. And I feel like if I would ever say I'm married to God, I wouldn't, of course, mean that we're, you know, we went to the altar and got married, but it would just mean that I'm serious. It's something as serious as a marriage. So I would use that as saying our relationship is that strong. You know, there's no separation from our relationship. So I don't think people, you know, are wrong for that. But again, I definitely feel like a lot of people do things because it's cool or it's popular. I mean, some folk are getting married that are Christians just because they just feel like that's something that they should do. A lot of people even do that, and this is a whole other time, but a lot of people do that just to get married, just to try it out, to have each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, boy.
And it gets really bad. It gets really bad, man, because, you know, there's a lot of people going around saying, well, it's better to marry than burn, you know? And that, people take that the wrong way by saying that, okay, me and this person is fornicating right now, so we may as well get married because it ain't right. You know, we ain't supposed to be having sex without being married. So let's just go on here and get married. We keep on having us some sex. And that's definitely not the way to go. And it happens so much in the church, bro. It happens so much.
Yeah.
So much. And people are getting married, and then, you know, 4 or 5 months later, after they've been having sex, now they try to have sex, now they won't get a divorce.
Right,
you
right.
You know, the marriage was just based on that.
Right.
It wasn't really love.
It got to be, I mean, like a lot of people think, I mean, you don't, a lot of us don't walk into, we should not walk into marriage blindly, but like you said, people do, you know. And I feel you, man. I feel like even in those situations, you know, have counseling, get counseling, talk to them.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
right. That's right.
I mean, if somebody's mindset is, hey, I don't want to get married, and you forcing them, you got a shotgun wedding, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Well, you gonna marry my baby, you know,
he
probably ain't gonna stay, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. The topic of the day, love God. We went in on it. We went on a little OT on that joint. But that's what's up, man. Jordan Armstrong, I'm going to ask you this, though, man. You came from a lineage. of pastors, ministers. What's up, man? I want to know, what do you feel God is calling you to do, man?
I definitely feel called, man. I feel called since about the age of 6 years old. My mom actually loves to tell this story to people, man. She said that I woke up one morning, man, and I came into her room, and I was 6 years old. And she kept saying, "What's wrong?" I said, "Mom, I have to tell you something." She said, "What's wrong? What's going on?" I said, "I had a dream that God came to me and told me that I was going to be a pastor."
Wow.
She said, "What?" Yeah. And the thing is, I really remember that dream till this day, you know. And he told me that I was going to minister, you know. And I used the word pastor, but he told me that I was going to be a minister. And eventually, I do feel like I will pastor somewhere at a church, maybe later on, Lord. I definitely feel like that I'm called to ministry, you know. And I feel like I'm walking into that now. You know, I'm in the beginning stages. You know, I'm making music and I minister through my music. But I definitely feel, definitely, man, later on, bro. And I keep saying later on because that's what I'm saying. But ain't no telling when God will do it. But I definitely know that I'll be in the ministry, be pastoring. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm definitely called.
That's what's up. Let's go into your next joint, man. The last joint we're going to play. We talking Stronger right now, man. The album Stronger. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But about this song right here, what's popping?
Man, this is actually the title song for my album, man, called Stronger. It just talks about being a better me, man, a better Christian. You know, having my relationship with God be a bit stronger. So
That's
what this song talks about. Strictly that, man. Check it out.
All right. Let's get into this song, Stronger, by Jordan Armstrong. Yada the King Radio. Your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life.
Circles trying to live my life without you, cause the strength you give is enough to run this race 1,000 times. I know some time to go and get stuck, with nowhere to run to when it hurts and you wanna give up. But with Jesus, yeah, I can do anything long as I got you. You say
all I need is truth.
Now I can see
that we're just impossible.
Now that I'm stronger, stronger than I ever been, stronger until the end.
Stronger
through all of the drama in my life. Oh,
when I had enough, felt like giving up.
A locomotive, and I'm fast as a speeding bullet. I'm and I'm able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yeah. And we can climb the mountain peak, see the size that eagles reach.
ya. I'm stronger. Yeah. Oh, I can't go back again.
Stronger than
ever been with ya.
I'ma live forever, regardless how my doctor feels. Call it Willow Smith, my father's will. I seen the Lord, the same I'll never be. Some say they seen the Lord, but live on casually. I don't know what you saw, but the Lord ain't what you seen. Once you really seen the Lord, you're obsessed with what you see. Obsession, boy, that's it, right? Love him more than dead life. Wanna know how you can be poor? Let him give you new website. I promise, dog, I want him. Mindset on his glory.
Focused on the Christ. You can try to kill me, but you can't hurt me. You can bring whoever you want. You'll never break me, won't penetrate. Once I get off in my zone, I'm in my zone.
KB, that's Yada the King Radio. I'm chilling with the homie Jordan Armstrong right now, man. And I'm just going to say this. The way I found out about your music, man, I was Googling because I was like, man, I need some more gospel R&B, rhythm and praise, whatever they call it right now. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So I was just Googling and, you know, I came up on some YouTube videos. So I saw you sitting down, you know what I'm saying, the first album cover, you got the jeans on. You know what I'm saying? Got the shades on.
Yeah.
I was like, man, let me check this dude
the
out.
Champion album.
Yeah, the champion. Yep. And then right after that, bro, I bought the album. I was like, okay, man, this is dope. So I've been listening to you, man, since that album. I don't know when that album came out. I was waiting for the next album, though. That's what I, you know, like I seen the promo and all that. So anyway, look. That's how I found out about you. But how can people get these albums from you? How can people find out what's going on from you right now? And let's talk about that Stronger album concept as we go with all this stuff, man.
Okay, yeah, definitely, man. You can definitely get the album online on online stores everywhere, man. You can get it on my website, jordanarmstrongmusic.com. You can Google. It's on iTunes, Amazon. It's all over the place, man. album's called Stronger, man. But I'm really, really excited about it, man. Like I said, it feels really good to hear people, you know, say positive things about the record, man. So I'm excited, bro. It's hot.
So you need to go get you one. Buy one for your friend. I mean, and yes, this is the kind of music too, man, that, like you said, even if people are not Christians, they will listen to this project.
That's right.
So definitely, that's what's up.
I made it. Like I said, I made it for that, man.
So what you need to do is buy it on iTunes, gift it to somebody that you know got an iTunes account so they can download that joint, get it popping. Talk to me, man. Where else are you on the internet, man? If somebody want to get at you, they want to say what's up on Twitter, Facebook, how can they get a hold of you, bro?
Oh, definitely. Twitter, Facebook, all of the social media, man. I'm on that. Even if you go way back in MySpace, man, I'm on all of those things. But if you ever want to talk to me, say anything, it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Name is at Where Is Jordan. That's WHEREJOR_DAN. And that's my Twitter and my Instagram. I'm on there all day. So hit me up, man.
All right, man. And what you got coming up next, man? We want to know what's popping next, bro.
Man, I got some big things coming up this new year, man. So a lot of big announcements, different things I'm going to be doing. So some things I can't really even say yet, but some things are going to be popping. But it's going to be a great year, man. So be looking out 2013. Gonna be bananas,
man. Any shout outs you want to give, man, as we get it wrapped up on this podcast?
Yeah, shout out to my whole team, man. Good Guy Production. Shout out to Power Move Management, all the artists, man, everybody, the whole fam, everybody, and definitely to all the listeners, man. Shout out to you too, bro, for even having me on the show, man. It's been a pleasure,
for sure, man. And I gotta say this. My daughter, she's 4 years old. Her name's Markayla. And, man,
yeah,
what she says all the time, because we was banging your mixtape, and this is probably my favorite line on the mixtape. She say, Daddy, the good guys always win. So talk to me, man.
Yeah.
Where you get that from, bro? The good guys always win.
Man, I just felt... it's crazy how that kind of came up. I just felt like I needed to say that. Sometimes I have different little lines that I say that, you know, I feel like aren't going to mean anything to anybody else, but I just always feel like that they always win, man, in the end.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, it's just like at school, you know, the good kids, everybody that really got into their work, made straight A's, you know, they weren't really that cool. You know, it was always cool most time. In my school, it was cool to kind of be the bad guy.
Right.
But in the end, man, today we go back and find some of those cats from school, man, and they're lawyers, they're top of the game, millionaires, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
so that's definitely living proof that the good guys always win.
That's what's up, man. Hey, the good guys always win. Jordan Armstrong, man, I'm glad we teamed up. We linked up for the kingdom, man. And check it out. We're going to go to this next song, man. You on this song, so I'm actually have you talk about this song called Swerve. Man, talk to me about this right here.
Man, Black Knight hit me up, bro, about it over online, man. I actually have never got a chance to really meet him, like, talk about, man. But when he asked me to be on the record, man, I told him to send it to me. As soon as he sent it to me, man, I tried to knock it out. And it was so much heat on there already. Everybody was already on it. I was like, man, I can't compete with these cats.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got it together, man, and put a little verse on it, man. But it's been hot, man. I've been seeing it all over the internet, all over the web, man. So shout out to him, man, everything he's doing, you know. So give a big shout out to Black Knight.
Black Knight, we gonna get it in. Yada the King Radio, let's check this out. And Jordan Armstrong, we appreciate you being with us here on Yada the King, bro.
Good show, my man. Be cool.
Swerving, everybody know it. Living my life, I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving, better start moving. I'm in my zone, got me feeling like a million. I go, homie. Walking on that water, you won't catch me in that boat. And yes, I'm a believer, despite of all the whispers. Yeah, I gotta do what he say, I'll respond without a murmur. I gotta let go with my ego. If I don't, I go so crazy like a monkey with some symbols. So no, it's not a riddle. Put that wiggle, keep it simple. All you gotta
gotta do this, listen, then it's time to go. Swerve. 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 Swerve.
Swerving. Swerving. Catch me in my lane, boy. KI2Ds, you remember the name, boy? Hell, we gon' follow the savior. High like elevators, ain't worry about getting paper. Yeah. Find me where my father be. Shout out to Show and the cats in high society. In these black nights, I'm shining with the black knight. Christ-like image, take a picture, it'll last your life. Move, if you in the way, get the applause like audience, cause we here to stay. Here to make a change, swerving, they say we insane. Paint a certain picture so they keep us in a certain frame. I'ma
swerve.
Let me
swerve.
You know I swerve.
No, I swerve.
Like driver's ed.
Going dumb.
Special ed.
I do it for the people.
Y'all, they love it, kids.
And I'm extra fly
because he died.
So I can live.
And that's what it is.
Bite my tongue,
to say the least.
All they do is bark,
but I'm a dog off the leash.
When it comes to this music, what I do, capiche?
I'm about some blood,
cause every day I fight the beat.
Riding around in that old capri,
in the dirty side, just act so too.
Y'all told me that I'd be me when I was making beats on that old motif.
I feel like I could say the world 1,000 times. God bless me so I can shine.
Going hard with the solid
time. Swerve.
Find it, live it, love it, spread it. It's the new motto.
New
Christ
motto.
Wrote the stone away. He's my role model.
He's my role model.
Holy Spirit, give me up.
Yeah.
Full throttle.
Full throttle.
Now I walk the new path. Runway motto.
Yep.
No Moscato. Yeah, my guy, he answers prayer, but there ain't no genie in the bottle.
Yeah,
you hollow, but he hollow.
And all them other guys, they just bogus.
And I just wanna see him clear.
Canon
focus.
Bow.
Generation 242. Yeah, we run the game. It's the takeover. Ricky in the brain.
Yeah.
Our whole team.
Yeah.
We go insane.
Yeah.
When he say go, we go.
Yo.
We moving,
swear,
man.
Swerve. Everybody know it. Living my life. I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving.
Swerve.
Once more with feeling.
Swerve.
It's your boy Kim, man.
Swerve.
It's the breaking. Black Knight.
Swerve.
We swerving over here, man.
Swerve.
Get at me.
right there to help me reconcile. Never would have made it without Jesus, man. And I would say this, man. That is very important for us to understand. That is very important for us to recognize. Without God, we ain't gonna make it, man. We need God in our life to make it through everything that we're going through, through the ups, through the downs. God, he's there, but we gotta recognize him, man. And I think that's, as we get on the topic of the day, it's important that in loving God, we always give him his props. We say, hey, God, this is what you did in my life. And we don't got to say like, hey, God, this is what you did. But even share it with other people. Man, look what God did in my life. Man, when we recognize him, that is one form of showing that we love God. But on the topic of the day, love God. How do we show that we love God? The Bible is very clear on how we can show that we love God. One is by obeying his commandments. That is one. And I think sometimes, we live in an age where people say, or people may not believe, that we still have to follow certain commandments. But when we are in a real love relationship with God, we want to follow his commandments. God only had to do that to show him what sin was. The law was sent so we would know what sin was. So since we are in God, now it's like, man, because I have a relationship with God, I know where I'm supposed to be. I know what my job is. I know how to love God. That's one. The next thing I want to say, man, to show people how you love God is how you love people. And that sometimes that can get difficult because, you know, we got people in church that's straight tripping. You know what I'm saying? We got people in the world that's straight tripping. I mean, with something that just went on with the kids getting shot at the school out there in the East Coast, man, like that. How do we show that we love God in the midst of that? You know what I'm saying? How do we do that? That's a question we have to ask. Do we love the evil that people do? No, we don't love the evil that people do. But even with the evil that people do, God still loves them. And that's something that we have to do, man. We have to make sure our love life with God is strong. A lot of people want to fall in love with, you know what I'm saying, the prettiest woman. Fellas, that's what they want. Women, they want the most handsome man. They want somebody. They got this romantic picture in their head. But when it comes to a love life with God, they have no romantic picture. It's like, why am I even doing this? I believe in God, but loving him, that's a stretch. God wants you to love him. God wants you to have a romantic picture of him. God wants an intimate relationship with you. What does that mean? He wants a relationship so close that it changes your whole life, man. That's what God wants. And it starts with, man, respecting him, coming to God, saying, hey, man, worshiping God. And worship is just a lot of people worship. Like, I'll tell you this, fellas, when you macking, you know what I'm saying? What you're doing is really worshiping that lady. You see, and I know that might be an extreme case, but you're telling her how good she look. You're telling her, oh man, you wonderful, blah blah blah. You know, and that's just good macking. Some macking might be saying some other crazy stuff. But anyway, you gotta tell God how good he is. God wants to hear that. Man, God is a jealous God too, man. So you better make sure you're giving God your love, because if not, he's going to be upset about it, man. Jordan Armstrong interview was dope. Make sure you check it out if you just joined it. YadaTheKing.com. That's YadaHDAKing.com. Or get the Yada the King app, man, for your Apple or your Android, your Kindle Fire. Take us on the road. We got special shows just for the app. Check out the fun facts with Jordan Armstrong. You don't want to miss it. I'm out of here. It's the Warrior Don Christian. Life and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabak da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabak da, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yadadaking Radio.
I always gotta
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby,
at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.